ask me, okay?
Okay, Rabbosai. We mentioned yesterday the word Shkias Achama has been the key moment when all chovos are canceled. Now you're all aware of the fact that there exists a concept called Ben Hashmashos. Everyone knows about Ben Hashmashos. What halacha Ben Hashmashos when it comes to Shemitah? It's an interesting question. What halacha does it have? So, we'll take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. This is classical Minchas Chinuch. This is his specialty. When you do these kind of interesting questions, you know, it's right up his alley. So in Mitzvah Tav Ayin Zayin, that we started a little bit yesterday, he discusses this in Sivkot and Yud Dalet in the new Minchas Chinuchs. Upashit, the Erev Rosh Hashanah Shel Motzoi Shvi'is Ben Hashmashes Asa L'Tovo Ki U Safek V'Ove Mi Safek B'Lav Vasei V'Gavim Tofas Al Mahani Tvisa B'Safek Momen. Wow, he's sure of it. He's sure of it. Now wait a minute. Wait a minute, slowly. Safek B'Lav Vasei. If it's a din daraisa, I understand. Sveka daraisa l'chumra. But if, the way we just said before, most posts can hold, the Shemitah is ksav as man as derabbanon. So what are you worried about Sufik? Should we say Sveka derabbanon l'kula? I'm just wondering. The Mechasrin doesn't seem to address this at all. I'm just wondering about that. Okay. Interestingly, Rabbi Osai, there are footnotes on the bottom. I discussed the following question. Wait a minute. There's a din. You have to be Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. That's the following kash at the bottom from Beloz of Moshe. By the time Shkia comes, the Shibah should already be Pakah Bishim Gzeres Chazal Ein Lov Nuporim B'Yomtuf Shabbos Kufem Chesem and Beis. And that's not considered to be lo yigos. Ve'ena mishamet. The Rash Yud Perek Yud Mishnah Beis. See what's going on? The rule is that the time when the Shemitah canceled the Chov, if at that particular moment in time there's a lo yigos din, that means otherwise he can't be noges. Now he can't be noges. So Shemitah knocks it off. What will happen, for example, if someone is malva for 10 years? So we pass on halacha that Shemitah does not knock it off because there's no lo-yigos anyway. There's no lo-yigos anyway. A mefurish didn't Shabbos kufam chesem and beis. Now that'll be no gates for the last X number of minutes before the shkia. See, he calls the gedulei truma, who says, davka k'she'enu yochel lingos machmas etzem achov. There's no lo-yigos. How do you like that? So this is a fascinating issue over here, which the post to Minchas Chinuch talks. There's a footnote, Chof Aleph, on the Minchas Chinuch, here in Mitzvah Tov, Ayin Zayin. Remarkable. Fine. Now, having said this, Rabbi Osai, we're going to come to a real discussion now. And the words of the Mishnah. Rabbi Osai, this is a fascinating discussion. Every word of the Mishnah counts. So obviously, that's poshut. Let's see how we can be daik in Lashonis. Okay. Open up to Mishnayos Perek Yud Shvius. Please open up to Mishnah Ches. You learn Mishnayos yet? No. Okay. You'll learn your first Mishnah. Okay. Hamar Zirchov Shvius. Yom alo mishamet ani. The lover walks into Shemitah with a few dollars in his pocket. He wants to see, I have to have my pocket some money here. Okay. $20 bill. I owe someone $20. And he said, come over to my Shemitah. He says, here, I'm paying back a $20 debt. He says, no, mishamet ani. Oh, well, if I tell him, afal pikein, you come up menu. The details we'll get to a little bit later on. There's one obvious problem over here. What's the problem? The problem is the third word in the Mishnah. Says the Rosh, Shvius, lav dafka. The Shvius ain't a Mishnah, it's a little bit regular, Achron Shvius. Lachi Pirusha. Hamar Zechov Vishvias Kolomar, Beisha Shvias, Liacha Sheavra Alea Shvias. Don't take the word literally. The Rash has a fascinating interpretation over here. B'shvius, b'yom achron shel shvius. Huh? What's the last day of shvius, guys? Erev Rosh Hashanah. Right? Erev Rosh Hashanah is the last day of the year. Last day of shvius. Okay? Inami like the Rosh, b'shminis. Right? The shah achron shel shvius, m'shamedes d'chsib, m'ket shev hashanim. Okay, fine. What's the first shot in the Rosh? Pella. If you have my Gemara, the fancy Gemara here, there's Oz Vahoda. On the side it has Shnos Aliyo. Hamar Zechol B'Shvius, Ratzalama, B'Shana Shminis. The Shana Shminis Hu Iker HaShmita. What? The Chsiv, Miket Shev HaShonim, B'Moed Shnas HaShmita B'Chag HaSukos, by Hakel. Amad Chag HaSukos Tuhu Shana Shminis, Kar HaShmita. Can you imagine that? That's the gross shot. Okay? That's the gross shot. A pella. But the question, of course, becomes, what's the push-up shot? The push-up shot. You get an impression, Rabbi Osai. You get an impression that according to the first shot of the Rash, like, believe it or not, Yom Achron Shel Shvius, it's already too late. I give you back the money in Erev Hashanah, you have to get the same in Shamanani. That being the case, when should you write a prusbul, Rabbi Osai? Not an Erev Hashanah, as often done, but at least an Erev Hashanah. No later than that. Okay. Could be. We'll come back a little bit later. Now, Rabbi Osai, I ask you to have a Mordechai handy with all the Mefarshim. Well, Gittins with all the Mefarshim. If you don't have now, there's still some more Gemara's Gittins. All over the place. It's there. You have to have a gift. You watch this, okay? It's a lot of money. Keep your eye on it, okay? Okay. So, in Simon Shin Pei Dalet, there's a brief reference. It's hard to figure it all out from here, but I'll fill in the blanks. Haraam, Kosav B'Samach Yud. Who's the Ra'am and who's Samach Yud? What's that? Rabbi Elazar Nimitz, what's Samach Yud? Sefer Yireim. Kamei Hashmatas Tzofim. B'mamal ve'eino rotz aloma m'shamanani. Kofen also. Kiditznan. Kamei Omer lo asei sukkah v'chulei. Makan also b'bezn. Makan also. B'bezn b'chutz shachutz loret. Ein ma'ashon l'kufa b'makas. What the Yireim is really saying over here, and it's just getting a little glimpse of it, is that contrary to what everybody else in the world says, to borrow a phrase we had a long time ago, the whole world assumes that when it comes to Shemitah's Tzafim, it's Afkata the Malka. Comes there for Hashanah, and the Chov is gone. And the Ram says, no, the Chov is there, alive and well. It's an obligation on the Malve to say, Mishamanani. Comparable to what we spoke about it a while ago, in Shemitah's Karka, Shemitah's Paris, I have to be mafkarit. He said, the Rambam is saying no. The same thing applies over here to Shemitah's Ksafim, believe it or not. That the Chov is still around. I have to be mafkarit. I'll read the Lashon of the Rambam.
He has to be
mafkarit? Mashmit.
He can't collect it? He's the eagle, so he can't collect it. But he doesn't have to be mafkarit.
He has to say Meshamanani. And if he won't say it, you're basically going to force him to say it. I'll read you the Lashon of the Yireim. That is two... Slow. There's two Yireims, first of all. There's Yireim Chodosh, Yireim Yoshon. Let me read it from the Chodosh. Right? We like new stuff, right? V'chov she'over alav shvi'is eino rashar lova le'akvo. I owe money in Shemitah's Paris. I can't hold the money. Why not? With everyone else in the world that can hold the money. The Chov is gone. No. L.A.P. Malvin. She calls man shlo is shmito malve chayav lefroa. The chov is still there. Elalove yasmin malve ledin she yashmit lo chovok asher tziva hayotzer End quote. How do you like that? The chov is still there. You force the malva supposed to say meshabanei. If you don't want to do it, you force him to do it. This is the opinion of the Urayim, quoting the Mordechai Shin Pei Dalad Bekitza. Now, the standard shot is not that way at all. Take a look in Shin Pei. In Shin Pei in the Mordechai, he uses the word that I'm looking for. Ulefia in Yanira, the Shvias Afkata de Malkahu. Afal gav de lo oma mishamanani. Finished. Kibalti sha shvias mishamedes me'eleo afal pish lama mishamanani. Nu. Ela mitzvu de ram yalei ba mira. The word ba mira is in brackets. Tichsiv de zed dvar ha-shmita. Dvar ha-shmita. You have to say something. Say something. But if you didn't say anything, it's shamad v'omenu. Hadibu ena makim ha-shmita. Ha-shmata. Zeichel adava. Remember again. Nod lo b'chor b'yedro. Mitzvah lakdisho. Afa b'shuk for kodesh. Me'ele b'lashas later. Here we go again. Same thing. This is already a Mordechai. From earlier Rishonim. Alright? So it's a machlokes. The Mordechai holds. It's a standard. But everybody seems to hold. Afkata the Malka when it comes to Shemitah's Kofim. And the Urayim seems to deny it. Deny it. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The second part of the Mordechai, the last line we saw, seems it's a mitzvah to say something. Mishamanani. At the beginning, it sounded like you don't have to say anything. That's what it sounded like originally. But after Pashup Shad, is that we have to learn the beginning from the end? Okay, fine. This is Rabbi Osai in his Chinuch also talks about this. Tofai and Zayin. What's the mitzvah? Says the Chinuch. What is the mitzvah? Lazov hachovos b'shnas hashmita. Leave it. Just don't collect it. You get impression. There's no need whatsoever to say mishamani. Just don't collect. That's already the mitzvah say. How about the Rambam? So now we come to the Rambam. Gavi, yeah?
According to the Mordechai, you say something. What exactly are you doing to say it? The public seems to indicate you should do something.
Very good. You're asking an excellent question. We're going to come to it. Rambam. Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. Rabbi Osei, we should have a Rambam also. You have to either have an Otzer, or the Rambam in the back. There's still some Rambams floating, right? I think I put a few of them somewhere there. Who doesn't have a Rambam? There are two of them more here. Everyone should have a Rambam. Good. Mitzvah sasei lahashmit hamalve b'shviyas. Shenemar shomot kobal mashe yodom. So that's the Rambam. Vatovea chov sh'over olav shviyas. Over alo sasei. Shenemar lo yigos esreyeu. So that's the Rambam. Wait a second. What else should he have said? What else should he have said? The Rambam says, the Chinuch says, that somebody who will attempt to collect money after Shemitah, over al zev etovas chavero al chov she'over lo shnas shviyas bizman habayis, Bittel says there, Milvad Mashu over Alos says, we said earlier, Tafai and Hey. How do you like that? Where's the Rambam? What happened to the Rambam? Rambam is so careful. He says, Arva Alos say. What do you mean, Arva Alos say? You should also, as the Chinuch said, Arva Alos say, Bittel say. Rambam always has that expression, right? What happened over here? That's the Kash. That is the Kash. Yeah.
It doesn't say that Rambam said he collects it.
Good question. The Chinuch disagrees with you. Overall, Zevatov, Overall, Zevatov, Vatovas, Chaver, Al Chov, Shavu, Lashna, Shvis. Bit La Sezer. Mavar alav. No, what money? What? No money. Tava. He didn't. He just asked for the money. Never got the money. The tvi itself, according to the chinuch, is a lav and an asay. Pashup shat away. Why does the Rambam say only a lav, not an asay? That's the kasha. Why is the Rambam not say the same as the chinuch says? That's the kasha. Remember, Rabbi Osai, again, for comparison's sake, we're just talking about this comparative analysis. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Shemitah, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Ha'osa Malacha Lavoyodas Oretz Olet Lonos B'Shanazu, Bitl Mitzvah Sasei, Rabbi Alos Sasei. Yeah, the Rambam knows how to say it. Well, all of a sudden, the Rambam says, ran out of ink. Rabbi Alos Sasei. Well, today I say. You think the Rambam ran out of ink? No, he doesn't think so. Okay. So why did he leave it out? Says the Mishnah Yosef, he's bothered by this kasha. It's another Rambam. Perek Tes Halacha Chav Ches. What does it say? But it's on Mishnah. Kolamach zirchov she'orval shvius ruach hachamim no'ocha imenu. V'tzorach hamal v'loma shalamach zir mashmit ani ukvar niftarta mimeni. What do you mean ukvar niftarta mimeni? What does kvar niftarta mimeni mean? Afkata de malkum. Okay? Rabosai, what did the Rambam do to our Mishnah? Change the language a little bit. Our Mishnah, Amar Zechov Shvius. What did Rambam say? Kol Amar Zechov She'Ovrol of Shvius. He added two words. Words of clarification. Okay. Words of clarification. Now, having said that, in Halacha Chav Ches, we go back to Halacha Aleph. Something quite amazing. See if it's really true. What is that Halacha Aleph? Mitzvahs asei lahashmit hamalve or hamilve b'shvius. Shvius? Did you say shvius, my friend? Shvius? What should he have said? After Shvius. But you'll see Ram doesn't is Lav Davka? What Lav Davka? Vatovea Chov She'Orval of Shvius Orval Osasei. Whoa. They should have said Lahashman Milve Liacha Shvius. What's going on over here? It says in Mishnah Yosef V'Chiddush Nifla V'Noira. A Pella Otzim. He says the Rambam holds along the lines, believe it or not, of the first pshat in the Rash. Where the Rash said Shvius means Erev Rosh Hashanah on Shvius itself. Pilei ploim. And that's why he says Shvius. He means Shvius. As the Mishnah Yosef puts it, Terem Yufka Vafkata Demalka. Amazing. You have to beat the Torah. The Torah is going to knock the Chov out by itself as soon as the sun sets on Rosh Hashanah. You want to be the one to do it yourself. So you have no choice but doing it on Rosh Hashanah. Once Rosh Hashanah comes, the Torah did it by itself. Who needs you? What happens, Rabosai, once the Torah did its magic and the Chov is already gone, and you decide to be an action and demand the chov anyway, you are a bum. And you're over on a lo sasei. You had no right to do that. You had no right to do it. No right whatsoever. Chas v'sholom. But you're only over on a lo sasei. You're not mevatel the asei. Why does Rambam say, according to this pshat, that if you did not, you were not mashmir erev Rosh Hashanah, you're mevatel the asei? Says the Mishnah, pshita. Rambam didn't have to say the mitzvah say Kriyashma in his man. And if you didn't do it in his man, you're about to say. Obviously. Here too. Your job according to this amazing Pshat and Rambam is to beat the Torah. The Torah is going to be mashed by itself. Rosh Hashanah comes in. Your job is to be mashed in an Erev Rosh Hashanah or before. And if you didn't do it, of course you're about to say. Pshita. Once that time passes and the chov is gone and you have a chutzpah to ask for a non-existent chov, basically, then you're over on lo yigos. That's an amazing pshat Rambam. This is, you wouldn't have thought of such a thing. That's what the Mishnah Yosef says. It's meduyik in his lashon. So this brings us, Rebbe Osai, to the very thorny issue of the Tosefta that we have. Please turn about to the Tosefta Perek Ches in Shvius Halacha Yud Aleph. Perek Ches in Shvius Halacha Yud Aleph and Tosefta. Give a look. And keep your Gemara getting handy, as I told you. But we'll start with Shvius. Perek Ches in Tosefta Halacha Yud Aleph. Tosefta says, Ema psychosin prusbel erev Rosh Hashanah shel shviyis. Come again? Shel shviyis? Nah, has to be a typo, right? What's the next line? Kosu erev Rosh Hashanah shel motzoi shviyis. Oh, now we're talking. Erev Rosh Hashanah motzoi shviyis. You have to write a prusbel. Afal pisha chazu kro lacha mikain. So the first line in the Tosefta is a pella. What do you mean, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shel Shviyis? You're a year too early. You're a year too early. So the Rush quotes this Masechta Gittin. Rabbi, give a look to the Rush Masechta Gittin. Siman Yud Ches. Mostly, we all have a Rush, right? You'll have a Gittin. Perek Dalet Siman Yud Ches. Tanya B'Tosefta. Right, there's a Tosefta. That's our Tosefta. But a small pay is Erev Rosh Hashanah Shel Shviyis. Wow. Says the Korban Asano pay. Kenei B'Tosefta Shel Afanenu. Av Ramban Pashas Re'ei Agirsa. Erev Rosh Hashanah Shel Motzoi Shviyis. Ayin Shem, obviously. Says the Rosh Vuadin Kodem near be Erev Rosh Hashanah, v'lo bol amayit ele b'shana shviyis. What? Tiyafal gav the shviyis ene may shemedes ele b'sofa. Afi lehachi en kosin prusbel. What is this? What's the Rosh talking about? The chov is knocked off when the last minute of the Shemitah year. You have to write a prusbel the whole year early. The whole year early. How can that be? So Rabbi Osai, let's go back for a moment to the Tosefta, where we came from. And we have this problem. What do you do with the Motzoi Shviyis of the Sefer? So I'm just curious of what you have in front of you in Shviyis. What Mefarshim do you have on the bottom of the Tosefta? In front of you. What do you have? You have Mike? I have Chasdei David, Minchas Bikurim, Iture Bikurim. Do you have all those things? Sure. Sure, Mincha. Yes, I have that too. Do you have any? You have some of these things in front of you? Yeah? Okay. I'm going to be the Iture Bikurim. If you help, you have it. It's a Minchas Bikurim square. He had some more to say. Quotes the Rosh. And he quotes the Ramban. It's a mistaken Gersa. The proper Gersa is Motzoi Shviyis. Okay? The Rash, for those who don't have the Turei Bikurim, just look on the Rash in Perek Yud Mishnah Hei. He has our Gersa. But it's strange. Mut Lichta B'Shviyis, but to see him Kosu Erev Hashanah Shel Motzoi Shviyis. Masha De Bahani. That's what it looks like about Tosefta. Tosefta itself. It's supposed to write the Prozbo before Shvius. He wrote it on Shvius. Dara. What's going on? Uvemis Lashin Hatosefta Megum Gum Harbe Kot Anisach. Ech Nechal Beksimis Prusbul Ben Nechatchila the Evet. The Mireish Shemash with the Kos and Davka the Erev Hashanah Shul Shvius. Vachakach Omar Kos Erev Hashanah Shul Matzoy Shvius. Verav Adochek Mozeh. Now, what's the last line of Tosefta? Rashbag Omer, Kol Milve Shaliacha Prusbul, Hareza Eina Mishamet. What's Pshat? Says that Itur Bikurim in an unbelievable Haggah. He flips it around a 180. Eima Saikosin Prusbul, Ever Shana Shalmot Soy Shvius. That's my Shalmot Milve. Kos Vereshana Shal Shvius. He flipped both wrong. Shehik the Mazman. Afal Pisha Chozer Kro. Shena Prusbul Kaim Sof Shvius. Gova Lava Holeich. Doesn't have to be around at the last critical moment. Rashbag. In your Bifnei Asmahu. Nothing to do with anything. Nothing with anything. And that's, he said the Kesef Mishnah told Sof Tosefta. He must have meant what I said. It's a pilei ploy. Now, Rashbag in Yibifnei Atzmahu means according to the original Pshat, it's not in Yibifnei Atzmahu. Rashbag is a continuation. What, is it, what may it mean? Tanakhama says the Prusbul gets ripped up, it's still effective, and Rashbag says no. You ripped up the Prusbul, it's not effective anymore. According to the Itur Bikurim, no, it means the law which was first taken out after the Prusbul. Okay, this is the Itur Bikurim. So it's a different interpretation of different Gersos here in the Brice. Fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Rush, when he quoted the Brice, conveniently left out the last part. Right? We saw the Rush in Siman Yud Ches. What did he quote? What did he quote? The first half. Right? Left the whole Motzi Shvius complete. Left it out, because it's a problem according to him. Well, let's take a look and see further how the Rush goes on to explain. In Yud Ches, he leaves you hanging. He doesn't tell what's going on. In the end of Siman Chaf, he tells you exactly what he means. But it's a pelot. V'hadi ain't kosin pruzel b'shvius. This is the end of Siman Chaf, after it says Avtes. Afal pish enem shametes ele b'sofa. Nira lefarsh. An amazing, amazing Rush. Hatam al piyam mikros. We are both sides. I guess we read together the Chumash yesterday. Hope you remember from yesterday to the Chumash. If not, Chumash and Dvarim are all over the place now. What does it say in the Chumash? Miket sheva shonim ta'aseh shmita v'zeh dvar shmita shomak lom ba'al mashe yodom. Mipashe dekroy alfinon ten shviyitz meshamedes ele besofa. Kedef siv. Miket sheva shonim ta'aseh shmita. The end. V'zeh dvar shmita. What does that mean? She'eino el b'sof ha'sheva shomel kol ba'al ma'ashiyodom. Okay, fine. Avol miyad she'etchila shnas ha'shmita ein bezdin, the word here is botkin. I think it should probably be niskokin, but okay, and I didn't see anyone to make that correction. Ligvos shum chov v'gam ha'mal v'b'yatzmein lo ligos alo v'dechsiv lo yigos esach re'eo v'esach if it's flipped. Ki kara shmita l'Hashem, miyad shenilmasa shmita lo yigos. Avlam yifrel alova miatzmo, ein tzorach lema meshamen ani. Ukemo shein niskokin ligvos achov, kach ein niskokin lichto prusbul miyad shenichnisa hashviyis. Unbelievable rush. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. Wow. So before we go any further, this idea that Pashta Dekra, Miketz Sheva Shonim, is the end of the seventh year, is not so apparent. At the end of the seven-year cycle, right? Now that in the Shemitah year, it's the end of the seven-year cycle. Now he quotes a Gemara in Erechin, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, that's where it says. But in Sifri, no. Sifri has a drush about it. What's the drush in the Sifri? Here, Miketz. And another place, Miketz. Where else do you find Miketz? By Hakel. We saw the pasuk that the Vilna Gaon quoted, right? Miketz Shevashonim, Bevokal Yisrael, Chagas Sukkos. There, it's after Sukkos. Here in Miketz, there in Miketz, Gzera Shava. Same as Miketz over there by Hakel is after Shemitah is over. So too Miketz over here by Shemitah's Ksafim is after Shemitah is over. If you look at Ibn Ezra, it sounds like it's wild. Ibn Ezra, who's known to learn, you know, Pshuto Shel Mikra sometimes not in accordance with Chazal, which is criticized frequently. What does he say? Miketz Sheva Shana Tas Shmita. Betchilas Hashana. What? What? Betchilas Hashana. Does he really mean it? Is he passing against Chazal? Maybe he means that's Pshuto Shel Mikra, and you require a drasha from Hakel to teach you that it's really the end of the year. The Malbim suggests that shot, and he says something even more amazing. Here, the word says Miketz is the first pasuk of Perek Tesvov. Just two psukim earlier, Miktzei Shalosh Shanim. Told you it's called Masa Tzuras Chabashana Even Achle Misharecha. That's after 3 years. Just like Miktzei is after the 3 years. Miketz, two psukim later, is also after 7 years. So writes the Malbim. Okay, very nice. We're just trying to figure push up shot. Now, according to everybody else who denies this whole shtickle Torah, so we can say Pashut, like the Gra, that Shevet Shon, the Ikar Shmit is the 8th year, right? Or, what does it say? Lo Yigas Tzvei V'Esachiv, Ki, I'm adding a word, Kvar Kara Shmit Al Hashem. Shmit is passed already. The Rosh said Kara Shmit Al Hashem, it's right now, it's Shvias, you can't touch him. And the Rebbe will say, no. Means, if it's already Shmit is passed, that's the two ways out. The Rosh says Pshuto Shemikah means you can't bother the Lov in the 7th year. The whole world disagrees with them. What do they do with the Pforish Apostle? L'Igas Re'a Kikar Shemit L'Hashem. Either like the Gra, Igas Shemit is the 8th year. Or I'm adding the word Kvar in parentheses. Okay, fine. Atkan Rabosai, this fascinating Rosh. Now the question becomes now, within the Rosh, please open to the Korban Asanel. Rabosai, please. Korban Asanel, Os Aleph. Vaksiv lo yigos Israel ki korish mi lashem mashma kol hashana hashvis u befor shmachim befor shviazel de vade lo yigos nog mit khila shana shvis ala shem yefer halova bi atzmo ein tzorach lo mishamen ani ala mazach ova hashvis which is already cancelled so lo mishamen ani fine this is the Rosh unique shita no one agrees the Rambam the Ramban say nothing doing lo yigos only after Shemitah after we paskin. That's what we pass in Rabosai. The Radvaz suggests lo pligi. How can it be lo pligi? The Rambam Ayibim Milve Hanas is Bishana Hashvius Atzma. The Yochel Adam the Tova Biomakon Shal Shmita. Uvenidon Zet Afra Benu Mode. The Nigma say they bezin the coastal of Prusbul. This is what the Bach says, like the Radvaz. Pile ploim. Dvarv Tmum, he says. The Bach and the Radvaz want to be Marvish Shalom Beolam. No machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. They all agree that any loan from before Shemitah is cancelled. There's lo yigos starting from Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. And they all agree any loan taken in the Shemitah year, there's no lo yigos until the end of the Shemitah year. That's what the Bach and the Radvaz both say. Bit of a pella. What's Takat Pshat? What's Takat Pshat? So the Chasam Sofer explains, I can read it to you from here. The Chasam Sofer is an important Chasam Sofer. Give you the page number to look at yourself. Pehe. Oh, Shvitas Ksaf Mepruzbul, the third in the series. We had first the Perish Shvitas, then we had Shvitas Karkos, now Shvitas Ksaf Mepruzbul. Okay, all by the same author, Rabbi Cohen from Rechov Rashbam, Bnei Brak. Is the following. Says, that the Chasam Sofer discusses this issue. He says like this. Just like Shemitah at the end of the year is Beregat Seis Hayom Erev Hashanah of Shemitah, so too Shemitah Sakenisa Shebetchilas Hashanah Talia Berega Yetzias Kachovin the Rosh Hashanah Shal Shvius Ki Kara Shemitah Hashem Bizman Shekara Shemitah Shuzman Mikra Kodesh Shal Knisa Sayom Anupsha Avarega Chakach Kfra Ovalez Mane Vamal Vechaber Chakach Yochel Anoksu Beshvius Shalayotzu Olaf Kochovim Shal Knisa Zashana. How do you like that? There were two red lines. One is Rosh Hashanah of Shvius, and one is of Shemitas. In between, it's a no man's land, no problem. If you lent them the money in the seventh year, you can ask it back in the seventh year. Yes? I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. Let's not go into that parsha again. Good question. This is how the Chasam Sofer understands. Fine. That's what he understands. It's a chiddush. Now, if this is correct, if the Bach is right, the Tosefta as we have it makes sense. No Hagah is necessary. What does it say? Amos, he calls it Prusbul Erev Hashanah Shal Shvius, Avada, for all Chovos which precede the seventh year. Kosu Erev Hashanah Shal Motzoi Shvius, for what? For the debts of that year. Meredith, according to the Bach, you have to write two Prusbuls according to the Rosh. Erev Hashanah of Shvius, and Erev Hashanah of Shvius, according to that. Any Lubavitches here? Out there, Rebbe, pass like the Rosh. All Lubavitches are going to be writing Prusbuls this year, Erev Hashanah. Yeah, I kid you not. Out the Rebbe. We'll write another one. We'll the rest of us write it next year. Two prismas. Wow. The Korban Asano doesn't like this track. Why? Lo Kenny Muddy. The M. Kane. Have the Rabbeinu the Taretz Hochi Yakroi Hadodi. The steering to Psukim. So the Rosh gave his Shtikl Torah. Give us a simple Shtikl Torah. One's on Chovas from the previous 6 years. One's on Chovas from this year. Why didn't the Rosh give that simple Taretz? You don't have to say that Lo Yigos is one din and Tishmin is another din. Just give this Taretz. Wow. Now, when the Bach and the Radvaz said there's no machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam, that's a big chiddush. They got it, presumably, from the following language. Perek Tes Luksoi Halacha Dalet. Let's read together, please. Tes Dalet and Rambam. Ein Shvius Meshamedes Ksof Mele Vesofa. Shenema Miket Sheva Shonim Tasa Shmita. Zedvar Shmita Shomot. He quotes the Chazal in Sifri. Masha Machashev, Achafash Machashev. Fine. Lefichoch, watch this now. Hamalve eschavero bishvis atzma gove chovo kolashonu. Shetishka chavel shroshana shomotzoy shvis obedachov. What's the shvis atzma? Why did the Rambam say bishvis atzma? Why? Why did he say that? Maybe it means Dafka. Dafka Shvius Atzma, you can go over your chov. But if it's before Shvius, you may not. That's where the Bach and Radvaz got. On that line, that's how they know, presumably, that the Rambam agrees with the Rosh. It's a wild Chiddush. Now, I figured, what does Reb Chaim say about this? Let's take a look at Reb Chaim, Derech Emunah. Here we can parak Tes Halacha Dal. What's he going to do with this? I looked it up. Guess what he says? B'shvi'es Atzma Chav Dalid, Ratzalomar, Afilu B'shvi'es Atzma, V'koshken Lefnei Shvi'es. Hey, that's a big Kiddush. What's a Kol Shekein? Presumably the Kol Shekein is that if you can collect the Chov Kol Hashana, even though it first took effect during Shemitah when things a little bit shaky, Kal Vachomer you can collect it if the Chov was undertaken in the previous 6 years. Nonetheless, Rabbi Osai, if you're going to tell me that the Rosh Hashanah Shvi'is is really halakhically meaningless, then what in fact is the Kol Shekein? And if it has some meaning, then we have the Pirch of the Chasam Sofer. No. Those of Shvi'is Atzma, Rabbi Osai, what do you mean, Koshkin the previous years? No. Previous years is more chance that they're knocked off by Rosh Hashanah, which followed them as opposed to those of the Shemitah year itself. But Kitza, here's the weak point of it. If those who say that the Rambam holds like the Rosh, was the Shitas Yachid, but they get it from these two words, B'shvi'es Atzma, how do you explain them? It's a bit of a problem. In any event, Rabbi Osai, you got an impression, according to Shitas HaRosh, that you cannot write a Prizbul in Shana Hashviyas, you know why? I quote you from the Sefer Shemitah Sofer, page Pei Dalet. The Das Harosh also then goes Chov Hashviyas. Gamen Kosim Pruzul Hashviyas. Kiksivas Pruzul Mashmusa. Tipul Bechov Amanas Lahavi Likviyoso. Modern Hebrew. V'tipul Zeh Harezehu Bechlal. Quote Lo Yigos. So writes the Sefer Shemitah Sofer. Interesting Kiddush. Now, Rabbi Osai, back to the Lashon of the Rosh itself. In Simen Chaf, getting the Simen Chaf, what did he say? The Rosh had an interesting language. The Rosh said, Avo miyad sheschila shnas ha-shmita ein bezn botkin or deskokin ligvel shum chov v'gam Hamalva biatzmo ain't no legos. Halovin. Gam. Where is the gam? The gam chavon is ochalatov. Where is the gam? What's the gam? What am I mean? So, I thought it meant that the malva can at least take the money if the guy comes on his own. Need not say Meshamen Ani. But Bezdin, forget it. Can't use Bezdin at all. That's what I think it means. Bezdin, ain't Bezdin Bokin, is Kokin, forget about it. You can't use Bezdin whatsoever. The Malva himself, yes, even the Malva himself, who has something to do, he can take the money if he comes to him, but may not be active in Pursuing the chov. That's how I thought why the word gam is doing there. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to suggest maybe the what it goes on is like the Bindi, they have all the files, so they go ahead and before Shemitah and they say, okay, let's take care of everything, so they don't do that until the after Shemitah. But if the Balcho comes and says, oh, I have this chov, I want you to take care of it, they won't do it. So he says the Balcho does not have to do that.
I don't know. I thought he meant that Bezdin can't get involved at all in Shemitah. The minute the word Bezdin is mentioned right away, that has a negisa. I'm taking you to Bezdin. Ooh. That's it can't, nothing. Nothing. Zero. Absolute zero. Oh. Now, any action which you do, which will lead you to ultimately collect the money, is also part of the Yisr. And therefore, how did the Rosh conclude? What does that mean? This cocking. The word usually goes in a bezin, right? Does a bezin won't write a prusbel? You need a bezin to write a prusbel? Can't write a prusbel in my own backyard? But the bezin's in Rome. So you shall me. That's a bit of a problem over here. A bit of a problem. Let me ask another question. What is Moshe Shteros of the bezin? You learned that yet, the Mishnah? Moshe Shteros of the bezin. That works with the Raisa. Will Bezin take it in the Shana Shvias going to the Rosh? I go to here. Here my Shteros. Here, take. The Tumim says no. Not going to take it. Interesting. Now, I would have said, Ein is kok and likvo sachov, Ein is kok and likvo prusbul. That means lechat chila. But the Yevet, he wrote a prusbul. It should work. Take a look, Rabbo say, in the rim bats. Rabbo say, the rim bats. In Mishnah Hay. I think he says exactly that. Open up, please. Perek Yud Mishnah Hay. Sefta Shvius. What does he say? He quotes the Tosefta. Ema Saikosin Prusbul Ev Rosh Hashanah Shel Shvius. Kosra Ev Rosh Hashanah Shel Matzoy Shvius. Afa Bishachazer Kroh Liacha Mikain Govolov Volech. I feel like I'm a Ruba Rashbag. No. Pirish. Prusbul Dino Li Kosev Ad Shaloti Kones Hashmita. Tane Bishili Elo Dishnas Shishis. Vyom Ev Rosh Nas Shvius. Umehani Le Milvo Shekudmu. V'tzorech ha-prusbul shliyos kayem shelo yikora kol shna shviyis v'shviyis besofa v'shametes. That's what's trat in Tanakama. V'im icher v'koso b'shili elul shel shviyis tan er rosh hashanah shna shminis kosher hu v'ena tzorech liyos kayem lebo bayom shuz man ha-shmata av v'shecho zekro gov v'eschol v'chuz man shirosa shere b'es ha-shmata prusbul kayem kayema. Wow. Amazing. As the Rimbat says. Now I understand if the Rimbat is correct, the Gears of Tosefta, you don't know how it goes. Lichat Chila, you write the Prusbul when? Before Shemitah. But the Yevet, you can write the Prusbul even during Shemitah. That's what the Rimbat seems to say. Kipshuta. But it doesn't explain why. Why? Dino li kosev ashlo tilanis ha-shemitah. Why? If it's kosher next year, maybe it means like the Rush. But if that's the case, Rabosai, Prusbul b'diyeved will work. And Kavachom and Mr. Yerush Shtaris. L'chadchila, Bezin shouldn't do it. I said, Bezin, who needs a Bezin? I'll write down a list of I want to pick my dream Bezin. My dream Bezin, you know? I pick a dream Bezin somewhere. I'll pick three of the greatest Rabbanim of Yishalayim, B'nai Brak, Rome, no one there right now. And I'm sitting here in New York. Why not? I picked my dream team. The Bezin is involved. Well, they're named in the document, so they're presumably there. It'll be the evidence of my work. Oh, and therefore, I want to suggest I write a prusbul in the seventh year, according to the Rosh. Not supposed to do it. I did it anyway. Am I in violation of Loyigos? He says yes. He says over here, and I read it one more time. Ksivas Prusbul is Tibul Bechova Manas Lavi Vioso. V'tipul Zeh Arehu Bechla Loyigos. I'm not so sure he's right. I didn't do anything yet. The Lover doesn't even know about it yet. Ein is Kokin, I don't say it over here. I write your Prusbul, and you're going to go be Nogus subsequently. That's what I thought the Minchas Bikurim meant. Remember, I asked in the Tosefta. We read the Iture Bikurim. There's also his regular pshat is called the Minchas Bikurim. What does he say there? Take a look. Erev Hashanah, after Shvius in the Meshemetes Ela B'Sofa Mikom Mekom Asu ligos kol hashana. V'im kein ein limser hachov lebezin elakodem shnas hashvius. Didn't say you're over lo yigas right away. That's what I thought. That's how I read the Minchas Bikurim. How does Reb Chaim Kanievsky phrase it? Well, he's always good. Take a look in Sif Katan Dalet, the very beginning. The very beginning. He writes as follows. Hatovea chov, afilu im hashen ilo yishalem lo, over al halav. The minute you say, I want the money back. He never paid me. Never ever paid me. I'm over the halav anyway. That's what he says. Then he says, "Ve'ein lokin alav ze, afilu notal." Even took the money. There's no malchus. Why not? V'isha nitan lihi shavon. What do you mean nitan lihi shavon? I can give it back. That's the reason which was given. Interesting reason. You know, there's a concept of lava nitik la'asei or lava nitik la'ashlumin, which is maybe a similar quote to many we've shown him. Or, according to the Rambam, it's like, Ein Eloka Mishalim, you have to pay the money so you don't get Malkus. Fascinating reason. If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, there's a different reason. There's a different reason why there's no Malkus for this Lav. Tough Ayin Hey. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, he says, Orva Lav Zeh, Avol Ein Bo Malkus. You know why? Fisha Ein Bo Maiseh. Everyone knows a famous rule. Lav shein bo maisa, ein lokin olaf. Ein lokin olaf. Pshee. Wow. Interesting. In footnotes, there's a footnote over here on the chinuch. Besifri de beirav, cost of adas rabbein, it's Rabdovit Pardo. Ozl de shitoso, the mitzvah shin dalad men. Ki chol lav she'ev sholav ro'olav mibli maise, afal pi she'nasib al maise, en l'chayev al malkos olav. And the Mechinuch holds, the mishah she'tova be'peh b'lvab over alo yigos. Therefore, afilu not ala mamon miyad, you took the money. Mikri lav she'en bo maise. Whatever you can be over without a maise, even you happen to have done a maise, still characterized as lav she'en bo maise. Well, the Shita Sarambam, as the Magad Mishnah writes in the Sechiris Perek Yud Gimel Locha Beis, Fakert, Kol Av Sheyesh Bo Maisa, Av Kshaso Below Maisa, Lo Kolov, the other way around, Nire, it goes to the Sukh of Kima Velo Kima, and Makas Tav Tezvav, Yilka Lav Ze, but the Ram didn't say so, didn't count it in one of the Lav Menuchas Sanhedrin, you never got Malkus. Why? Shereish trufa bepiron v'dome legozal gezel v'chaverov. Genoa has paid the money. I sugin makas by mashkin. No, mashkin is different. Tzorach lahavzer a mashkin atzmo. The other mitzvah to give back the mashkin itself. We can pay money. It's different. Quite remarkable. Amazing. Fine. Of course, the question becomes, wait a minute, what happens, according to this, if the guy was Toveya and he never got paid? So how are you going to tell me he's Toveya, never got paid? You're going to tell me that he can make restitution? Why? He never got paid. So according to the Magad Mishnah, it's called the Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa because it could have been done with a Maisa. But at the same time, there's no possibility of restitution. He never took anything. So why do you get Malkus in that kind of a case? Should fall between the cracks. That's my cash. Okay. Yeah.
He could take back your word. He could take someone in the act that was
for them. Take back your words, he's saying. Can you take back your words? That's an interesting concept. I'm Tovei, I said, give me the money. The guy says, okay, so then they come bring it to Bezin. We're about to whip him. No. I don't want the money anymore. Are you undoing the original tzvia? I mean, that's a little bit chiddush. Maybe. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Now, there's a sugin getting that Lamed Zayin about Yesomim. Yesomim. I don't know if you saw the Gemara yet. How old are these Yesomim? What does Yesomim usually mean in Shatz Bavli? Usually. Ketanim. Says Reb Chaim, wait a second. Ketanim are Pturim and HaMitzvahs. They're Pturim and HaMitzvahs. Opening up Chaim in the Nichols Shmita's Ksav, Perek Tess. They're Pturim and HaMitzvahs. Getting Lamed Zayin. Tana Lama Misham and Achov. Ena Mitzvah L'Hashmit. Lama Yashmit. Those who say it's Afkata the Malkov, no problem. No problem. Wait a second. And what if a Goy or a Ger Toshev owe him money? No. Yesh Mi'at B'Sifri. Umashma de below miut, have a minute the gamzanishmat. Woo! You don't want to a goya or a ger toshev with not for the miut. Right? Fine. Da mitzvah ala shana velo ala gavra. Afa gav, the ish gam ala gavra mitzvah loma. Mishavani, we saw that in the Mordechai. Avalena shma de toli beze, midi. Toli beze. He gives a few examples. Evid Ivri, after 6 years, it's a mitzvah to order to tell him to say before Shiramba Mehilchus Avodim. But if he didn't say it, he goes free anyway. Shemitah Karkos. Mitzvah the balance to be mafkir. You're not mafkir. It's hefkir anyway, according to the Mabit, etc. Again, guess what? Lol the Bukhar. It's a mitzvah to be makdish. It's Kodesh anyway. That's what the Chinuch says. Oh. But according to the Urayim, we're in trouble. What do the Urayim say? It's only a mitzvah on the Gavra. So why in the Gemara Gittin Lamed Zayin is it implied that it's a problem of Shemitah Ksafim if Rabosai, the Malve, is a cotton? No! She collect the money! He's potter for the mitzvah say of the Urayim to say Meshamanani. And when the chinuch says zchorim and akevis, it's another problem. It should be a mitzvah to say she's man grama. How do you like that? Women should be potter. Should be able to keep the money. No, people have, they have for tax purposes. They put the money in their wife's name and it's a shtick. And no one, your wife should not have all the money. Why is zchorim and akevis? It's man grama. According to Yireim, of course. V'shema mod ha'yireim. She also the hamalva litzboa, afal gav da chov ein nishma, at sheyikru lebezdin sheyom la meshamarani. You also the hamalva litova the chsiv lo yigos. All right, very nice. What about ktanim? Well, the af ktanim chayovim bechinuch ha'yisurim. And if you have a havim, you need a prusbel. Come on, you don't need it. Aye, they can't say meshamarani. Why? Tanu labanei mechilenu, baba metziah. Emsher, the cave in the Chazal chivun bechinuch yicholim loma meshamarani v'tzarachin. Wow. Now we come to what someone said before. I mean, what Gavi said before. He has a kasha. Where did Yireim get it from? He got it from the following. He couldn't accept what we said with respect to the other examples. Bechor, mitzvah laktisha. Eved Ivri, say. Shvius. No, says the Urayim. All those, there's a maisa to do something. Shvius karka, you got to let everybody in. Open up the gates. No, lo bechor. It's a mitzvah, give it to the kohen. It's got to be maktisha first. Eved Ivri, have to give him a hanukkah. Also in Parshas Re'eh. So there's something to do. That's your question. B'chov b'shvius, she'en shum dova lasos, v'kema shekva poka, achov l'gamri, according to the brother Rishonim, ma'in yilama m'shamarani, gam lo shech, shelo yitvenu, shem yitvenu, hu gazlan, she'en lo kva sheminyan ito. You walk over this guy in the street, ask me for money, you owe me $10, it's not true. Inema shepoka, achov, lo shech, klal omar, m'shamarani. Zech Richo is forced the Urayim to say, as you said, Shechov lo poka meyatzmo. How do you like that? Ayel Tami, he suggests according to the Reim, is an Isser to be Toveya, even before Meshamarani. No. Lo Nirlo Loma Shemashat Sarach Loma Meshamarani, who should Makabal of Shalol Litovo. Kaven Shagami Mit Benu Lo Yoklum, Shalyuchal Ligvos Klal, Reke Toveya de Menashuk, Alchinam. Meaningless. That's his shot in the Ure. What's going on? Yes, your kasha, the Ure. And the only way out of the kasha was to assume a chiddush nifla v'naira that the chov is in fact still there. Wow. Wow. A chiddush nifla. Now, in the middle of his discussion, Chaim says, look what I wrote back in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. That's not talking about Shemitah's Ksafim, it's talking about Shemitah's Karka. So Mitzvah Hashem, on Sunday, we'll pick up with that Reb Chaim and continue with the Yonim of Shemitah's Ksafim, B'Siyata Deshmaya. Okay.